It became clear to us over the course of our work with thousands of children annually that addressing their education needs was a critical element in addressing their life needs.
The Legal Aid Bureau is in the constant process of supporting children involved in welfare cases and from the juvenile justice system of family court in Buffalo. Judy Gerber is chief attorney at the Attorneys for Children unit at Legal Aid. She leads the Education Advocacy and Policy Reform Initiative, working to make sure a child gains access to education and receives proper support services.
We represent children who are subject to lack of school stability or face the possibility of unstable schooling because of their movement into or within foster care, children who may be considered homeless. We represent children with respect to their special education needs. We represent children in accessing general education services such as bilingual education.
The children experience a range of issues. Requests are made for many of these children to seek permanency for a stable home life and a stable relationship of a caregiver. Many have a lack of access to needed services, and unfortunately, school is not always a priority with some families.
My role in our education practice is usually to have that initial conversation with the parent and really identify some of the main concerns that the child is experiencing at the school level.
Charles Ehlers is senior paralegal. Legal Aid deals with children who have school discipline issues, such as long or short-term suspensions, or minor to serious behavioral issues that are preventing them from success in school.
I'll try to get records, because what the records do is they allow us to get information on that student that we wouldn't necessarily have from the parent. They're able to really give us a full picture of what that student is like in school.
The school records can go back several years, identifying a potential traumatic experience that occurred in the child's life, pinpointing behavioral troubles. And many of these children are struggling with a mental health issue.
I will note that there is sometimes a real difference between mental illness and trauma-induced kinds of mental health and behavioral issues. We've seen children who are doing pretty well all of a sudden experience a major disruption in life, say movement into foster care, movement from home to home. And we watch, sadly, as that child is groping with those challenges and see things fall apart.
In terms of mental illness, you know, it really happens across the spectrum, right? And so, you know, we see children that are dealing with very minor special ed issues and children that are going through incredibly traumatic experiences that are then coupled with already existing mental health issues that they have. That's most of our demographic is children that have mental health and mental illness.
What is missing in those family lives that's bringing this child to the point where they need your intervention?
We see such a range of issues with respect to lack of income, lack of power, lack of access to services. For families who are struggling to maintain a roof over their heads, to ensure that there's food on the table.
The Legal Aid advocates tell us they've witnessed successful outcomes when a stable school setting and proper help is provided. In fact, a student struggling with difficult behavioral troubles is now thriving in a public school setting, and he's engaged in sports.
But we're able to secure more wins for the child. We're really able to make a significant difference in these children's lives.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.